This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yesterday when the polls closed, one British pound sterling cost you $1.50, a buck and a half. As the vote started coming in, the pound dropped and then dropped some more, at one point off 10% all the way down to $1.32. That in a market where traders make and lose money on changes of fractions of pennies. The foreign exchange markets were humming all night. Ira Harris was in on the action. He's been a currency trader for 38 years.
I've traded through many systemic events. This one was most unusual. The markets were swinging on every reported voting station. So it was the ebb and flow which made the markets so volatile last night. It provided opportunities for profitability. I'm sitting in front of these whiteboards right now in which we outline certain scenarios. We had every reporting precinct or every reporting county, and so when the surprises were starting to come in, we were that much more prepared for it. This is a dynamic business, and if you get static in your thought, you will have a hard time, and I think that's what we saw some of this morning. But the market's waking up and figuring, well, this is going to take a long time to play out. And Britain is not going to disappear. They lived through the bombing of London. They lived through the nightmares of two world wars. They will adjust, and Europe will adjust to Britain.
Ira Harris there. He's a trader and an analyst with Vine Street Partners in Chicago.